USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The Justice Department says it believes people hurt in the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol may sue former President Trump. The department tells an appeals court the president is not automatically immune if his speech incited violence. Some Capitol Police members and some House members are suing Trump over the attack. A lower court ruled the suits may proceed. The opinion by the Justice Department today is in response to Trump's appeal of that ruling. An urgent appeal from a California woman who's been trapped by the huge snowfall in the San Bernardino Mountains for nearly a week. Michelle Calkins says she and her neighbors need help.
We are not Tahoe. We are not Big Bear. We are not a city. We are unincorporated, and we need help. People are trapped in their homes. They cannot get medicine, heart medicine, insulin. The stories could go on and on. Please, we beg you. We need help from the state. Are you listening?
Calkins made that appeal on Twitter as another big blizzard is pounding the mountains of California. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in 13 counties. The prosecution's getting the final say in the double murder trial of disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh. In closing arguments, his defense lawyer, Jim Griffin, played up the concept of reasonable doubt.
If there's any reasonable cause for you to hesitate to write guilty, then the law requires you to write not guilty.
Today's court session began with the judge removing a juror for talking about the case with other people. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is underway outside Washington with a lot of words like this.
President Biden has been spectacularly awful.
One of the more polite phrases from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Many big-time Republicans are skipping CPAC in favor of a meeting in Florida by the Club for Growth, but former President Trump will speak at CPAC on Saturday. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
A court in Pennsylvania has unsealed more documents on the suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students. It says police found a gun, a knife, a laptop computer, and black face masks at the home of suspect Brian Koberger's parents. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants to bring Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz to a Senate hearing. Sanders wants to grill Schultz about his company's labor practices. The National Labor Relations Board has filed numerous complaints against Starbucks for anti-union practices, allegations the company denies. Tesla's plan to build a new factory in Monterrey, Mexico, raises an important question for trade. How will we quickly and securely get more and more goods across the border?
Within the next 30 years, the amount of trade that's expected to come from Mexico into the United States is going to double.
That's David Stout, head of the Texas Border Coalition. He says every minute a truck waits at the border costs us all. And when it comes to what it takes to speed up crossings,
personnel is probably the main issue when it comes to getting goods across, yeah. Just making sure that all lanes are open.
Stout's calling for more investment in border crossing infrastructure and for more people to staff those ports. As for securing the border, the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service has declared the milkweed endangered. A major habitat for that plant is a spot where Texas is trying to build a state-funded border wall. The state's expected to fight in court. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.